I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. 100 years ago, 3.5 million Jews lived in the part of Europe that's now Ukraine. Most lived in villages or shtetls. The Yiddish writer Sholem Aleichem captured shtetl life in his short stories about Tevye, the milkman, and those stories later were turned into the musical Fiddler on the Roof. The shtetls are gone now, obliterated during the Holocaust. But as Bridget McCarthy reports from Kiev, every so often on the Ukrainian stage, the shtetl comes back to life.
In Sholem Aleichem's former hometown, there's an actor who owns the role of Tevye.
My name Bohdan Stupka.
Stupka is Ukraine's most famous living actor. He's 68 years old, barrel-chested and rumpled. And for the past 20 years, he's been playing the lead role in a hugely popular stage adaptation of Tevye the Milkman. He's seen Fiddler on the Roof.
Ну, це був мюзикл, да? Це мюзикл. Oh, if I were a rich man. Мелодії потрясаючі просто.
The melodies are amazing.
But there's no singing in Stupka's version, and very little dancing. It's much more faithful to Sholem Aleichem's stories, even if here the Jews speak Ukrainian, not Yiddish. Like the stories, this stage version is filled with both humor and tragedy. In our little village, Tevye explains, Russians, Jews, and Ukrainians live side by side. We each have our traditions. They have their priests, we have our rabbis. Smart people, by the way. Ukrainians take their hats off when greeting someone. Jews keep theirs on. But frankly speaking, what's the difference if we're all poor? Throughout the show, Tevye cracks jokes, pleads with God, and weeps when his daughters leave him. Bohdan Stupka says Tevye is a role that's especially close to his heart. Because, he says, Ukrainians and Jews have a shared history.
I didn't actually play a Jew. I played a Ukrainian.
Sholem Aleichem's granddaughter, the writer Belle Kaufman, told Stupka that of all the stage versions of her grandfather's stories she's seen, this one is her favorite. Earlier this year, she invited Stupka and several other cast members to New York to perform at the 150th anniversary celebration of her grandfather's birth. Even though Sholem Aleichem was born in a shtetl, and his character Tevye is based on an actual Jewish milkman whom he met one summer in the 1890s, the story doesn't tell the whole truth about Jewish life in 19th century Eastern Europe.
Tevye and Milkman, it's a very touching story, of course. It's very emotional.
Yefim Milamied is a Jewish historian in Kiev. He grew up in what remained of a Ukrainian shtetl after World War II. He says the play and Sholem Aleichem's stories present an idealized version of shtetl life.
And I remember the stories of my grandmother who grew up in the shtetls about pogroms and etc.
Milamied spends much of his time looking for fragments of this vanished culture, and much of what he finds isn't pretty. The shtetls of the 19th century were close-knit, deeply religious communities, but they were also hungry, crowded, and cold. Jews lived in these rural towns not by choice, but necessity. Under the laws of Tsarist Russia, most of them couldn't leave the Pale of Settlement, a swath of territory along the Russian Empire's western border. Major cities were off limits, so were most occupations. Jews couldn't own land.
And in this closed world of the shtetls, their choice was very limited.
Then there were the pogroms, anti-Jewish riots and attacks in the Russian Empire. There was a surge of pogroms right at the time that Sholem Aleichem was writing his stories about Tevye.
Pogroms were made by those ordinary people who lived and communicated with Jews.
In Aleichem's version, Tevye's Ukrainian neighbors are pressured into pogroms by the Russian authorities and even warn him ahead of time. But a pogrom does force Tevye and his family to flee, just as a massive pogrom in 1905 drove Sholem Aleichem into exile. Between 1881 and 1914, nearly 3 million Jews emigrated from Russia. Most, like Sholem Aleichem, went to the United States. Today, there are perhaps 100,000 Jews left in the post-Soviet state of Ukraine. And even though Tevye occupies the stage, the history of the Jewish community here has been largely erased and forgotten. Yefim Milamied says most Ukrainians don't consider it part of their nation's history.
Ukrainians and Jews, generally speaking, have different histories.
The Ukrainian government does make symbolic gestures now and then. This year, it dedicated a museum to Sholem Aleichem in downtown Kiev. It's on the second floor of a gleaming new shopping center that replaced a much older building where Sholem Aleichem once lived and wrote the Tevye stories. Irina Klimova is the museum director. She's trying to educate Ukrainians about this part of their history.
I often have to start the tours by explaining who the Jews are, the Pale of Settlement, the Yiddish language, and the shtetls. 90% of the population knows none of this.
But on this day, the room is empty, and Klimova is standing in the dark. The museum has been closed since the end of September because there's no electricity. When asked why, Irina Klimova rolls her eyes with barely concealed exasperation.
Crisis.
Because of crisis.
Crisis.
They say.
The government hasn't paid the electricity bill. So she shows us the collection of photographs, letters, and the large poster of Bohdan Stupka as Tevye with a small flashlight. Who knows? Maybe Sholem Aleichem would have found this amusing. This, after all, was a writer whose character's dark, self-deprecating sense of humor helped them survive far worse. For The World, I'm Brigid McCarthy in Kiev, Ukraine.